News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For the first time since 1999, no Irish stock market listed company has a female CEO. And Mary McAuliffe, Director of Gender Studies at UCD, joins us this morning. Mary, this is disappointing, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's always disappointing when there are no women in particular professions or in holding particular positions. And I think we're very much an outlier in terms of Europe as well, for having no female CEOs at this stage.
Yeah. Is there a reason for this, or is this just an anomaly, a blip, an aberration?
Well, can you ever imagine there would be a News Talk conversation about there being no male CEOs for the first time? The reason why is because there aren't a lot of women CEOs in the first place. And so when those who are in position retire, their places are not automatically taken by other women, nor is there always, as we can see, other women coming through who would be, go for those positions. So it's not a blip. It's built into the system.
Okay.
And obviously there needs to be systemic change in order for this not to happen.
So are you saying that the glass ceiling remains in effect real and an obstacle to women, gaining leadership roles?
It does. It does. It has skylights in it occasionally. But it is there in many professions, and some women get through. Oftentimes then not enough get through, and you have this situation. So while individual women are being successful, the idea that there is a broad spectrum of women going up these ladders and going through these skylights continues to not happen.
And Mary, what can be done, if anything, to change that? Because some of it, I'm sure, is structural and systemic and all of those things. And some of them, people might argue would be women's choices, that many women choose to prioritise maybe, family issues and domestic issues ahead of their careers at different points. And that's part of the issues too, but they're making a choice in that. What do you say to that?
Well, I think there is that. Some women do make a choice, but there's also the fact that in order for women who do not want to make them, who maybe want to stay in work, who don't want to take time off, but also want to have the family, to have that family and to continue working, you need to have systems in place, structures in place, so that there is no care penalty. And we talk a lot about this care penalty, because obviously if somebody's going to have a child, they take time off for maternity leave, they come back, they may not, their male colleagues have already gone up another rung of the ladder, etc. And that care penalty is very evident. And so, that means fewer women are climbing up to where they can be appointed to these positions.
And so is that the main thing that needs to happen if we're going to change this situation? Is it that the care penalty, be it by providing free childcare or different kind of structures of sort of parental care, paternity leave, I don't know. Is that, if that was addressed, that care penalty, would that be the game changer?
I think it would be one of the changers. I think also there has to be a cultural shift within businesses. And we've talked about this a lot over the years, the idea that women can be leaders, that women are perceived as leaders. And yes, out there is that shift, but it's not gone far enough. Oftentimes, women doctors, for example, still talk about being mistaken as nurses. In my own profession, if you Google professor, academic professor, you will get a guy in a beard with a beard. There is this perception that men are still the leader in all of our society. So having that cultural shift and having a acceptance that women are as good as men, that they can climb that ladder, that they, if the care penalty is dealt with, if structures and systems are put in place that are gendered and specifically there to help both women and men.
No,
and people of color, because it's not just gender. There's also class and race and other aspects that delay women.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us on all of that this morning. That is Mary McAuliffe, their Director of the Gender Studies Programme at UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.